Racing is no stranger to incident and scandal throughout time. In my years as a racing fan, following and covering the sport, I can't remember a week quite like this. Darren Weir is staring down a four-year disqualification. That is what stewards will press for when the RAD board hearing is held, and that is going to be expedited. So an extraordinary 7 days, really, in the history of Victorian racing. The chairman of Racing Victoria, Brian Kruger, is with me on the program. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
How difficult has the last week been?
Look, it's been a very challenging week. I've personally been through a range of emotions during the week. I think started off in a bit of shock when I learnt that the raids were taking place, and then obviously with the outcome of the raids, and then that emotion probably turned to a bit of anger and frustration with the fact that this issue is detracting from so much good work that goes on by so many people in the industry to promote our sport. And then I think finally probably turned to one of determination to do what we need to do to rebuild confidence and obviously rebuild the image of the sport to the extent that those two things have been damaged over the course of the last week.
Do you think there's a broad sense of betrayal within the industry?
Oh, look, I think there'd be a lot of people upset with the events of this week, and you know, you alluded to the fact that it's been a challenging week this week, but we've obviously had other high-profile cases over the course of the last year. I'm not sure about betrayal. I mean, I think there'd be some people maybe feeling that way. There's probably some people that would be feeling this is, you know, the outcome of some good work being done by our integrity team to detect these issues and take what actions need to be taken. So, look, I think there'd be a range of emotions out there.
When will the Racing Appeals and Disciplinary Board meet?
Yeah, look, I literally in the 2 minutes before I've come on air, I've learnt that the RAD board hearing will actually take place at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
How important
which,
is it?
Which that, I think is a good thing. A good thing. I mean, Racing Victoria's obviously been doing everything that we can to expedite. You know, the events of the week and the fact that the RAD board are obviously supporting our efforts there by hearing Mr. Weir's case as early as tomorrow morning. I should point out that hearing is just for Darren's case. The Jared McLean, timing of the hearing of Jared McLean's charges hasn't been determined at this point. But the fact that the RAD board are doing it so early tomorrow morning, I think, is a good thing.
How is it determined what penalty that you would push for as Racing Victoria, the stewards, to request a four-year disqualification?
So the stewards obviously had a very long session with Darren, with Jared McLean, and with their legal representatives yesterday. I think their hearing started at 2 o'clock, and things were wrapped up well after midnight this morning. And obviously the stewards would have taken into account all of the evidence in front of them at that point and looked at precedents for the charges which were laid and the penalties that have been applied previously, and they've determined that the four-year penalty is what they will be pushing for at that RAD board hearing tomorrow.
Are you comfortable with that?
Look, personally, I am. Personally, I think it's appropriate. I know there'll be some people within and outside the industry that think the penalty is too lenient, and there'll probably be other people that will think it's too harsh. My personal view is that I think it's about right, but importantly, that's the view of the stewards. And obviously, our view we would like to see the RAD board endorse and ratify that position tomorrow, but that'll be a matter for them.
So Brian is trying to marry up 4 years with what's been publicly laid out so far. Is it possible to read into that some of what we don't know plays a role in arriving at a four-year disqualification?
Look, no, would be the short answer to that. The stewards can only act on the evidence that they have in front of them. And it's important to note that the charge we're talking about here is one of possession of these electronic devices. The stewards' investigations are still ongoing, as is the police investigation. And part of the agreement that we've reached with both Darren and Jared last night is that if new evidence comes to light, then the stewards will be able to take further action as a result of that evidence. So There is investigations ongoing, but certainly the position that we've taken at this point reflects the evidence we have in our possession at this point.
How would Darren Weir come to be regarded, Brian, in the history of Victorian racing?
Look, Jared, I think it's probably still a bit raw for me to be opining on that. Darren's had some wonderful achievements. He's obviously made some great contributions to the industry over a long period of time. He's been very supportive and helpful with things that the industry's done in terms of trying to promote the sport. So that's looking backwards. Clearly, the events of this week will obviously have an adverse impact on how all that's seen. But, you know, history, I guess, and many people will have different views, but history will judge how Darren is seen in the long term.
How are we to judge what's been happening in Victorian racing as Darren has rewritten the record books season on season on season? Is one of the difficulties tied up in all of this is the credibility of what's been happening on our tracks?
You know, I understand those sentiments and those thoughts. All I can say at this point again is that whilst the stewards' investigations are ongoing, at this point, I'm not aware that they're aware of any issues that bring into question the results of any races. But clearly that's something that will be part of the ongoing investigation. And if that's the case, obviously we will let people know about it and take appropriate action. But at this point, it's important to note that, the charge against Darren is purely in relation to the possession of these electronic devices. So I think that's important that your listeners understand that that's the case.
And maybe to further flesh that out, why is it so abhorrent? Why is the possession of a jigger, as it's referred to, so abhorrent to those in racing?
Well, look, I think the main issue, I'm not an expert on these devices. I'd have to start by saying I'm not really sure on the impact that they have on horses, but clearly whether it harms the horses or not, there's a perception issue is one thing, and the other thing is it's against the rules. We have very, very clear rules around both the possession and use of these devices, and it is prohibited under the rules, and clearly those rules would have been established in the first place partly because of the impact potentially from an animal welfare perspective. So again, I'm not an expert on them, but my certainly very clear that that possessing them is against the rules, and clearly use of them, not that that's a charge that's been laid at this point, but use of them is obviously also clearly against the rules.
The idea of cruelty, Brian, to the animal, and this was right at the centre of what happened with the greyhounds, and that was the community reactions to that was really interesting, is there'd probably been a perception that there were dodgy practices in greyhound racing, but once it became about animal welfare, it crossed into a different sphere. Do you think that that's happened here, where there's the idea of cheating, and that's one thing, but once the animals, who I think the sport asks everybody to fall in love with, if there's the hint of or the possibility of cruelty, that's almost far greater than any financial outcome around cheating?
Yeah, look, I agree. I mean, we've got three really core values at Racing Victorian, and I know they're shared by many, if not most of the participants in the sport, and that goes, those three core values are around integrity, the safety of our participants, and also animal welfare. And, there's so many great stories out there about how our horses are treated, how they're loved. And every time I've been to stables, that's all I see. And I think the issue of horses being treated cruelly is really abhorrent for both those people outside the industry, but also people inside the industry. So it's a major issue, that perception of cruelty, animal cruelty. It's something that, personally I won't tolerate. I know our board won't tolerate, our executive won't tolerate, and nor will the vast, vast majority of people in our sport. And that's the message that we need to get out there to the broader public, is that whilst there might be, and obviously I've got to point out again that people haven't been charged with using these devices at this point, that any cruelty to animals will not be tolerated. And, that's the message that needs to get out there to people.
There's the difficulty in that, Brian, and I suspect we've had a pretty similar experience. A week ago, I wouldn't have believed that Darren Weir would have had jiggers in his stable. Is how could we be confident that they're not elsewhere? Is you can't know what you can't know. And that would trouble me, I think, if I was in your position.
Yeah. Look, I understand that, Jared. The I guess I take some comfort from knowing the extent to which our integrity team go to. That's obviously not, and all of the steps that they take. They have enormous resources at hand. We spend a large sum of money on our integrity efforts each year. It's something north of $10 million. We have a team of 60 to 70 people working full-time on this. So if it was prevalent in the industry, I'm very confident that we would know about it. Can I absolutely ironclad guarantee that it's not happening somewhere else? No, I can't at the moment. But clearly, I take a lot of confidence from the fact that our integrity team and the resources they have and the efforts that they're going to make sure that this is not widespread. I'd also, you know, the other thing that we will be doing, whilst I've got a lot of absolute confidence in our integrity team and their efforts to uncover and detect these issues at the moment, the area where, you know, we, the board of Racing Victoria and our management will be focusing on now will be looking more at prevention. And that's an area where I think we've got some opportunities to, I'm not think, I know we've got some opportunities to get better. We'll be looking, the board has already talked about a range of initiatives and measures and policies that we can consider in order to prevent these issues occurring in the first place. And that's where we'll be turning our mind to now over coming weeks and months.
Brian, while we've been having this conversation, every message that has come through on the text machine, and so you're talking to a sports audience rather than the hardcore racing audience, every single message without exception believes there should be a life ban in this instance. Are you braced for that public sentiment outside the racing industry?
Am I braced for it? Look, I'm as I said to you when you asked the question earlier, I've got no doubt that there'll be a mix of people out there. Some will believe a life ban would have been appropriate, and they're obviously the people that are texting you at the moment. There'll be other people that will view that the charge at the moment, which is possession of these devices, that's what's been accepted by Darren. There'll be other people think that a four-year disqualification, you need to understand that is a massive penalty, that'll be too harsh. As I said earlier, personally, and I've obviously got a lot of knowledge around what's been done historically with these sorts of charges and you know, the potential impact on, you know, taking into account the potential impact on the reputation of the sport. Personally, I think the four-year disqualification for the charges that have been accepted at the moment and the evidence that the stewards have in front of them, I think that's appropriate. But again, it'll be a matter for the RAD. It'll be a matter for the RAD board to consider that tomorrow.
Yep. So could they go higher or lower?
Yes, they could. It's up to them. Ultimately, we go there to recommend a penalty. And importantly, important fact, Darren chose not to contest the charges at the RAD board, knowing that that was the penalty that was being recommended. But it will be up to them, based on the evidence that's put in front of them tomorrow morning, to consider whether or not they think the penalty is appropriate.
And finally, Brian, is it a difficult two-step for Racing Victoria to be actively promoting the meetings in the coming weeks where things get serious again and drawing people to the All-Star Mile, the new concept where, you know, we want people to sort of barrack for racehorses in a way different to what it has been before while this is going on in tandem?
The short answer to that's obviously yes. I do think that the fact that the RAD board hearing is taking place as quickly as it is, and we've dealt with this as quickly as we have, will make it easier to move on and focus on the enormous number of positives that we have in our sport. And, you know, the fact that we've got the big races coming up, we've got our new concept of the All-Star Mile, as you say, which I know already is engaging people in the sport that haven't been engaged in the sport previously. We need to focus now on getting those good news stories out there. But as well as that, we have to acknowledge that there's areas we can improve, and we will continue to do that. I think it's one of the challenges, Jared, with the promotion of the sport. We do a lot of work on promoting the great news stories, and there are many hundreds of them in our industry. Typically, they get heard by people within the industry. They're not necessarily as focused on by people outside the industry. that's an area where we'll be, again, trying to lift our game to make sure that people get a balanced view on our industry and understand that the vast majority of people do the right thing. It is a great sport, and will continue to be a great sport.
Brian, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jared. I appreciate it.